If you look back at your history, have you made any mistakes?
Yeah, lots of mistakes. Done mistakes as a father to my daughters. My ex-wife left me because I was too aggressive verbally.
The hurt that you caused for your former wife and your daughter was not what you wanted for them. But that doesn't mean that it was wrong or even not okay. That's like a moral judgment that we put on it. After. If you'd had the resources to do something else, you would have, but you didn't. You didn't do anything wrong. And that doesn't mean I'm condoning the behavior. I'm not suggesting you do it again. It wasn't wrong. What do you know to be true now? What do you take with you today?
A new reality.
Welcome to another episode of Recode Your Mind with Calvin Corelli. Super pumped today because I have Pierre here. And I don't know how to pronounce your name in English, Pierre, I'm assuming, or something like that. What? How do you say your name?
So pair, like, think like pair
Pierre.
of shoes, pair.
Pierre. Oh, because you're Swedish. I'm Danish, so I do the Danish version. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Head.
Pierre Hed.
Yeah,
Right.
and when I'm abroad, people say peer head, and that's wrong, but it sounds very funny.
Dude, my name, my Danish name, the name my parents gave me was Lars Holger Pint. And
Okay.
then I moved over here and I was like, this is a nightmare. This is a freaking nightmare. So I changed it. So I changed my legal name for that and other reasons. So
Okay.
that's why a lot of people don't know I'm from Denmark. But we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. So please enlighten me and our visitor, our viewers here on who do you serve? What do you do for them? What's the challenge that you would like my help with?
Yeah. So I'm a coach and NLP trainer. So I help people to create the state of flow on command. So
Yes.
that's what I do. And yeah. And what I want to address is that quick short background. I started 2009. I have done it full time since 2021.
Nice.
My business before I was a salesman all that. And 2021, 2022 went very, very, very good. During it, I 2022, I sold for around $300,000,
Very cool.
very great. And my strategy was free challenges and then sell my group program. So that was my, and I also had upselling with other courses and trainings and all that. And the 2023 did not go as well, but still had money, much money left from 2022, and payment plans coming in still today, coming in payments from that time.
Amazing.
And then 2024, I sold quite good, but I had like, financial, what to say, financial. Downfall, what do I say? It because I got tricked. What is it? I don't try
Oh,
to find the English
okay.
word. I got tricked of a lot
Yeah.
of money. Yeah, and all that.
You got
2025,
scammed.
2025, I sold kind of well, not as near as 2022, but kind of well. But then 2026, barely sold anything. I sold for
Okay.
like $7,000
Okay.
since New Year's Eve.
For
So
like
it
almost a
doesn't
half a
go
year.
that, oh, it's 8,000 probably
Okay,
eight
yeah.
thousand. Yeah. So it doesn't go well at all now.
Got it.
And a few months, 2 months ago, I got stress symptoms, so I needed to cool down. I had a lot of projects at the same time. The stress symptoms are gone,
Great.
but I started to reevaluate a lot in my life,
Yeah.
in my business, and all that, because of that.
Right, I get it. That's a rough, that's a very rough spot to be in. Yeah. So what are you doing are you doing something to supplement your income?
No, I'm looking for a job to supplement my income, but not right now.
Okay. All right. So yeah, tell me what were you doing that was working, and what have you tried?
Yeah, so when it was working, I tried the same strategy afterwards. It does have has
Was you,
doesn't work. But
and the strategy
I
was challenges to what was it exactly? You did free challenge, a pay challenge.
yeah, free challenge. So I did like Facebook 2022 and 2021. I did Facebook posts for 4 days a week, and both videos and written content and all that. And I had a Facebook group that I, and then I had free challenges once a month or once every 2 months. And by then it was really easy to fill the challenges and was kind of easy to sell it as well. So
And were
from
you
the
filling
challenge,
them? Were you p using paid ads to fill them or just organic content?
organic,
Okay, cool.
and
And
then,
what kind of person would you attract, and what was their like NLP flow? I get it, but is it are they athletes? Are they business owners? Are they professionals? Like, what are they?
in the terms of niche, I've been very broad. But if I look at my clients, 70% are women, and half are self-employed and half are employed. And often like academics, not only, but mostly academic people, social worker, social scientists, and works.
And what is the specific pain that most of them have when they hire you?
I would say to care too much what other people think, I would say it's one big pain for like 80%. Maybe not the biggest for 80%, but 8% has that. Mind, I thought think you would call it mind bug.
Yeah, that's right.
So I would say that, and in general, to get rid of mind bugs in general, I would say that's my speciality. To help people to really go through the inner work and go out the other side.
Totally. And so what is what the caring what other people think, what is that costing them, or what is it preventing them from doing?
Oh, it could prevent them for example, starting a business or to it could be small choices as well to put boundaries to get rid of some people in their lives that's not good for them. Getting new people
What I'm trying
and
to, what I'm fishing for here is, I know I asked it like what you've tried and since then, but what I'm just fishing for is like it's always when you go broad, it's just harder to get value from people. It just has less value. And especially like it's always been the case that information is free to some extent, right? We had public libraries and we got Google and like books have always been pretty cheap and whatnot. Now there's AI, so people like even more, it's just people can get the information. What they're really looking for is a guide, as a trusted guide that has lived the transformation that they're looking for. And the more that we're clear on who it is, and we have a high value target, a high value avatar that has money and acute pain and is willing to invest money to solve that, to get rid of that pain or achieve a specific outcome that they want, the more we can speak to something very specific, the easier it is to sell. And the easier it is to sell at a high price.
Yeah, my prices I have sold for like approximately $4,000 for the group program. So I have had high tickets, but I try to be more specific in my niche. I because I know the stuff is know it here at least, but when like every time when I try to be specific. It tends to get even worse in my experience for me personally. I'm not talking about other people, but I still know that I should do it more specific.
And worse in what way?
I don't tend to sell anything. It's like harder to track them. Maybe my message has been too unclear or something, but when I go abroad, it has gone easy until now. So of course,
So okay, so yeah, tell me what have you been doing this year?
Around 2 challenges, 3 challenges, on and one of them I sold one program, and the other one I didn't sell anyone. And but even though I had like I think how many was it like 20, 25 participants, so 2022 with that amount I sold approximately 7 or 8 per challenge.
With how
Same
many
message,
people in the
sorry.
challenge? With how many people in the challenge?
Like, yeah, 20 to 30 people.
Okay. And selling 7 to 8. That's really good. That's like a high. How long is the challenge?
Back then was 10 days. Now I shortened to 6 days. So I do it. Before I did, because it was harder to get people to the challenges with 10 days, so I shortened it to 6 days. But it's still 5 meetings, 5 Zoom meetings.
So it's the same amount of content, but just compacted over a short amount of time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got it. And when you made that change, did you see the your conversion go up or down or
The
unchanged?
conversion was already down by then. There was 2023. Oh. 2024, I think I started that. So I short. So I didn't notice any difference, but it was easier to get people to the challenge when I shortened it, because that was a huge problem then. I get like most 10 people or something at to the challenges. And I also tried paid marketing, and I filled with 100 people. Sold one. It was like a lot of work and money. I think I went plus like $200 for all
Got it.
that work. Yeah.
Was that running ads?
Yeah, running ads. Yeah. I had a company who helped me.
Got it. Understood. So what do you think the issue is?
That's I think it's both strategy and personal, because I tried for so long time to switch strategies, and I hired a business coach in the beginning of the year, and she helped me, and I fixed my message, and I became more congruent, but still not good results, and I tried to do a lot of inner work, but still same. So, but when I got my stress symptoms, I just realized I can't run these challenges anymore, because it was too so much work, so much time and energy went into that for very little results. So I'm trying to find another strategy right now, who is not the challenges, because yeah.
So if you were to say just like so Yeah, what do you think is, so you said the issue is both strategy and personal. Like, what would you say the issue is? What do you think the issue is?
So hard to say. One answer would say I'm incongruent. I've been incongruent. Now I'm more congruent, but I don't know. Actually, if I'm just being honest, I don't know. Could try to guess, but I tried to guess that for like since 2023. What is
Yeah,
the
no, I
issue?
get
And I
it.
tried a lot of things, that both in the
Yeah.
external and the internal. Done a lot of inner work and out, so it's
Totally.
so I feel
So,
like I'm at a stalemate or something.
yeah, I hear you. Excuse me, just got down to
It's okay.
celery juice here. So you're saying you were incongruent and now you're more congruent in what way?
Yeah, but I'm So it's more like I'm more congruent with myself, but now I'm putting out less content, because I get the stress symptoms. So I'd be focusing on finding a job. But I know that's just temporary. I'm in my soul, I need to be an entrepreneur. It's like I can be employed for a while. It's that works. I've been there before, but I know that, and I want to contribute with my knowledge and with my.
So yeah, so the incongruencies, it was like, is it a messaging incongruency? It'd say one thing here and another thing there, or is it that
I
the
think the
message
biggest
wasn't congruent with
incongruence
who you
that I
are?
found is like I'm chasing money, chasing money, chasing, chasing. Yeah, and the big incongruence is that when I had the coaching sessions, I had the group meetings and my NLP trainings, I felt alive. I was like, it's like I'm on my game. And when I was in between, I felt like life is just flat. That was one of my illuminations. Like, I can't live like this. It's like artists when they're out and they're singing and do that, then life is good. And when they're home, it feels like. So I experienced that. Now I feel like life is good again. Personally, financially, it's very bad. Personally, it's much better. But the chasing of the money became incongruent. Chasing, 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 and do just more strategy and try to upsell to my current clients and getting new clients and all that. It's like,
And I hear you. I get that. So if the money doesn't change, if you don't make more money, what would that mean?
You mean the effects, or how do
Both.
I think about it? Okay.
Both.
So, of course, I would get a job, so that's fine. But I would probably. I'm already in a lot of debts. I have like almost $70,000 in debts right now, so it's pretty bad. So if I don't make money, well, eventually I will get out of it because I've been in a worse situation long time ago. But the effects, it's hard. I get like a feeling here right now, and here in my throat, and feeling like, let's say, solar plexus. But how to put words to it? If I don't make money, then I fail.
You fail.
Yeah.
When did you learn that you could fail?
When did I learn I could fail? In my business, I learned it first time when I started my business. 2009, and a year later I was bankrupt. I didn't have any experience of selling, marketing, or anything by then. I didn't hire a mentor or anything. I just quit my job, and I was young and stupid. Then I really learned that I could really massively fail in my business. I would say.
And when did you what was it like for peer to
Yeah,
grow
yes.
up? What was it like for you as a kid? What was your family like?
Okay, so long story short, my mother was alcoholic, so was mostly with my father, and he was a hard-working man, construction worker, very loving, and he met a new woman after he and my mother divorced. And
And how old were you when they separated?
I think I was 2 or 3 years old. I
Got
barely
it.
remember them being together. And the new woman he met was probably a narcissist. She was a horrible, horrible woman, to put it mildly. But so grew up with that. Didn't have anyone who ran a business except my grandpa on my mother's side. But yeah, and I got taught a lot of things, mind bugs about money. It was very leftist and like rich people are bad and they're evil and all that. I worked a lot with that to clear out those. But, yeah, so that's
And so what
yeah,
was
a
it?
lot of chaos when growing up, but also a lot of great things. So it's both.
So what was it like being around this narcissistic stepmom?
Always needed to be alert. To I think that's when I developed some of my coaching skills, my listening skills, because I really need I listened for her voice. What's her state right now? What's her say? Okay, she seems to be a good say. Okay, I can relax a bit. And if she's
Okay.
not,
And if you,
oh,
yeah, if she was in that state, then what?
She didn't physically harm us, but she verbally a lot of to say a lot of nasty comments and comments to put down me and my brother and my and our father as well. So she was very and controlling, manipulative. Started to put people against each other in the family and the bigger family and. Yeah. So she did a lot
So
of this.
what I'm sensing for you, Per, is like it, you the sense I get is that you had to do things right, or like you're like if you is this right? Like if you fucked up, if you did something wrong, then she would you like her wrath would come over you. Is that was that kind of
Oh,
what it was like?
And she wouldn't forget it for a long time either, so not just in the moment.
And so if she has a good mood, you can like okay, kind of relax and okay. But if she was in a bad mood, you're like hyper vigilant. You're like fuck, like I gotta watch every move, every sound, everything I do here to not get in trouble. Is that kind of the vibe?
Not every day, but probably, yeah, often enough.
And when she was in that mood, right? That was,
And also being alert to listen. What mood is it? Is she in?
And what I'm getting at is, because if she was a ba in a bad mood, then what, right? Then she would like verbally yell at you, like all of
Yeah,
that, right?
she could yell or just say nasty comments, but she could do that in a good mood as well. But then it was more like passive aggressively. But so it was more like, okay, I will stay in my room, I will do as little noise as possible, and or maybe go out and meet some friends. And because I had a lot of friends, so that's one thing that was really good in my
That's
upbringing.
great. So can you think of like one particular moment when she was like just jumping on you or like yelling at you or whatever she would do?
Oh, there's so many. one particular moment. Not that comes to mind. I can pick up the many moments, but not one who stands out right now.
How old were you when this all was going on? From like 2 to 3 years old till how long?
She came into my life when I was almost 7 years old.
Okay, got it. Okay. So what was it like between 2 and 7?
So say that my mom's first, but she met a new guy who was hitting her and was really, really nasty.
Dude,
So
I'm
we
sorry,
moved.
man. This is intense.
Thank you. So then me and my brother moved to our father. He was had his life in order. He was working. He was not an alcoholic or anything. He was very loving. I would say the years in between. When we moved to her father and he met the new woman, it was great. I only fond memories from that time. And also sometime after he met her, she was really nice in the beginning.
But it seems like
Until she moved in at us, with us.
Yeah, it seems like your dad was very, very n loving, very nice, but also a pushover.
Oh yeah, he was a real big pushover until he got
Yeah.
really angry. Then he was screaming like hell, but
Yeah.
otherwise he was still
Right.
pushover.
Yeah. Have you taken on some of those traits yourself?
Yes, but I think I cleared most of them in my
Yeah.
relationships. I would say I worked a lot with that.
I bet you have. I bet you have. Yeah. Yeah, so the sense I get was like, and the sense I'm still getting from you is like it's like you're still monitoring yourself to get it right.
Well, that struck a nerve.
Yeah. That was a good sigh.
It's a lot of emotions coming up right now.
Oh yeah. Got to be. Yeah.
No. Lot of controlling.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't going to cry, but yeah. So, yes, I am.
Yeah. What are you feeling?
It's a mix. One way feels good to say, to acknowledge it, but it feels like so hard to put words to the emotions, but I feel it here, feel it in my stomach, feel it like behind the eyes, except like starting to tearing up. It's like here I feel. I noticed my breathing became more shallow.
Yeah.
Feel lost, I would say, without it. What would I do without it?
Yeah, it's very familiar.
Yes, feel like unknown ground.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, you're the first one. I've been coached so many times. I have no great coaches. You're the first who pointed that out, actually.
I'm honored. Yeah. Yeah, man. He's such a sweet, innocent boy. He's so fucking sweet.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Okay, man, just let it. You're amazing, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like I feel like I'm going to start to cry, but it doesn't come in the tears, but it's a very
That's
weird
fine.
feeling.
Yeah. You can't fuck it up. You can't do it wrong. Yeah. It's a lot of fucking pressure for a little boy, right? His mom, who's like an alcoholic mom, she's completely unpredictable, right? And as a kid, you make it about you. Of course you do. And it's like, oh shit, I gotta do it right. And then there's your dad, and like, whatever. Some good years, but then stepmom moves in and she's like, shit, like, what are you gotta do here, right? Like, the fucking pressure for that boy.
Feels a lot of emotions here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haven't thought about it. I clear a lot of the memories and traumas, but haven't thought
Yeah.
about it like that.
Yeah.
Got used to the pressure.
Yeah.
So used.
Yeah.
Getting stiff in my back. It's a lot of emotions here.
Can you picture him? Like Pierre, whether it was like 3-year-old or 5-year-old or 8-year-old or whatever comes to mind.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Can you see how precious he is? How innocent? How sweet? Such a
And
caring, loving boy. Huge heart. Trying so fucking hard to get everything right.
can also see the pleasing mentality came from that. A lot of codependency, worked a lot above with that. Still, the pleasing part, I think, is still there to some extent, especially in my business. Oh, huh. Didn't expect it to feel so much this session.
It happens sometimes. What it feel like if there isn't if you couldn't fuck it up?
Couldn't fuck it up.
Whatever you do, you can't get it wrong.
Like getting confused, so that's a good sign. But if I couldn't fuck it up, I couldn't do it wrong. Then I would probably listen more inside my business. Still, of course, to taking great knowledge from experts, but still listen even more inside, go with my intuition. And the few when the times I've done that usually goes kind of well, kind of good in my business as well. That is it's so new concept, to think that way. I was not aware of this before, so it's If I couldn't fuck it up. In one way, it feels impossible, but still, another part of me is thinking like, could I do that? So it's both at the same time.
So when you look, if you look back at your history, have you made any mistakes?
Lots of mistakes.
What's an
Oh yeah.
example? Like
In my business
bankruptcy?
or in general,
Just
I've done.
whatever, anything.
Okay, so done mistakes as a father to my daughters. A lot of mistakes there.
Like
To
what?
the point,
Just one example.
I became I was one example. Well, the biggest one is that my ex-wife left me because I was too aggressive, verbally, not physically, verbally aggressive to her and my children. I worked with that, so that's not that pattern is gone, long gone. But 11 years ago, I broke that pattern. But it's
So when
one
you
of them.
think to one of those moments where you were too aggressive verbally.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. In that moment, what was going on for you?
Control.
Right.
I couldn't control the situation myself, I
Right.
would say.
And
And also anger issues, but yeah, control.
So I would argue that if you feel the need to control, it's because you're scared. Would that be right?
Oh, yeah,
Right.
that's right.
So that version of you 11 years ago was just scared. And trying to control and lashing out and being angry was the best way he knew how to deal with it. Because who the fuck taught him how to deal with being scared? Do you see that? So he was just doing the best he knew how to do. So was that a mistake?
But what do you mean?
Was it, yeah, I mean, was it wrong of him to do the best that he knew how to do in the moment?
Well, one way I could say, yeah, I did he or I didn't know any better by now. I could see that, and I've forgiven myself. And also, at the same time, see that that was not okay behavior. So that's why I broke the pattern. But
Yeah, right. It's
I
not.
went to therapy and all the did all the stuff.
Yeah. What I'd argue, what I'd invite you consider is like maybe it wasn't, I know that the behavior wasn't desirable. It's not who you want to be. And the consequences, the hurt that you caused for your former wife and your daughter or your children was not what you wanted for them, right? But that doesn't mean that it was wrong or even not okay. Do you get that? That's like a moral judgment that we put on it after. But then in the moment, you didn't have a fucking choice because you didn't have the resources to have a choice in that moment. You just didn't. If you had had the resources to do something else, you would have, but you didn't.
I agree, and also comes an objection in my mind says, but I should have. But that
You feel what?
I agree. One part of me
Yeah.
agree, and one part feel like, but I should have.
Yeah. But do you see how that's just the same, right? You should is like you're applying some like you know better than God what should have happened. You couldn't have done anything different. You couldn't, because you didn't. Do you get this is like forgiveness is like I did something wrong, but I'll forgive, right? What I'm saying, you didn't do anything wrong. And that doesn't mean I'm condoning the behavior. I'm not suggesting you do it again, but
No,
it wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Started thinking it was hard to sink into my body with that
I
insight.
get it. You've got
But I
years,
feel,
you've got decades of training. It's okay. It takes a.
it's a lot of emotion, so I can feel
Yeah.
solar plexus, my stomach a little bit, and the throat.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, you've never done anything wrong.
What the fuck? That is a weird comment. Okay. I can, one part of me feel like, yeah, okay, from now on, I can't do it. I can look at the results and learn from it, and I can do other things. something shifted now because I feel it's still hard a little bit to see about my behaviors as a father back then, but I think I'm starting to. Okay. So instead of control, more like trying things out and learn from and okay, so it's hard to put words to everything, but something's happening. Getting more energy in my body, it feels like.
I feel it. I mean, it comes across.
So I can hear
You're more
my own
alive.
voice. It's like, yeah. So something. It's a little bit new world to look upon in that
It's a
sense.
completely new world.
It feels like, what is. I feel like more things are possible.
Hell
I
yeah.
feel like I can be more unconventional in some way. And test things out. Of course, not deliberately do harm, but just to others and me. But or like, okay, let's try it and if it doesn't work, then I need to change it. But it's so, Kevin, it's just a very new way of thinking. You feel like it's in my head. It's like shifting philosophy of life. Very weird.
You're getting it. Look at you now. I mean, brother. When you get the recording of this at some point, like go back and look at the difference between when we got on this call and like now is like a whole different version of you. It's so beautiful. You never did anything wrong.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
And not, none of what you're going to do in the future is going to be wrong. You can't do anything wrong. Like you were saying before, like, well, at least, of course, I'm not going to intentionally cause harm. I would argue nobody intentionally causes harm. Like, you never intentionally caused harm to anyone. Even someone who's like sick enough, like, in their wiring, that they get a kick out of intentionally causing harm to other people, only do it because they don't know any better way to be. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's like nobody does that on purpose just for that, if it wasn't because they were already wired to like be rewarded for that or something,
It's funny because it's easy when I think about other people. It's very easy to apply that. So it's very new to apply it to myself. I thought I applied it to myself, but now I realize that I haven't.
Well, that's the thing,
Well,
man. It's we can't
very.
see ourselves from outside, You can't read the label from inside the bottle.
A good metaphor. Jeez, what the? Oh, I feel like this is gonna be processing for days, man.
Fuck yeah. Maybe even for years. Dude, like I got this little over 2 years ago. Literally the day before my 50th birthday, I had a session with someone who helped me see this for me because I've done the same. I've been running the same fucking script. And it was like similar to you, just like, whoa. What is this world? Like, this is a whole other reality that I didn't know existed. It's so wild. And then I just kind of went, like, it kind of just like gradually went back to my old ways. And then it was like literally a year later, it just all came back to me in one day where I just saw, holy shit, I'm still like 30 times in a day, I'm like catching myself. Oh, I walked a dog wrong, or I woke up wrong, or I got out of the bed wrong, or I ate wrong, or like it was like everything was wrong. Like in a day, it was like 30, 40 instances of something. I was like, finally saw that. I was like, whoa, shit. And then on Sunday night, I was at an event with a coach, and he was coaching someone, and like this pattern came up again for the person in the audience, and I was like, I could just feel, where am I still playing a version of this? Where's this still? Because like what I noticed for me was like, I was like, well, I gotta do things right so that I get my business to where I want it to go. But that's still coming from that story that I could possibly fuck up. Right. I need to be careful with what I do so I do it right. Like, fuck no. I don't. I'm gonna do whatever I do, and it was the only thing I could do. And we'll see what happens. And you know what the cool thing is? The worst thing that can ever happen is a story. The worst thing that can ever happen is a story or words or even sound, if you really want to get it down to it. What I mean is, like, say you go bankrupt again. Say you don't make any money and you can't find a job, and suddenly you find yourself on the street, homeless. Is that a problem? Is that wrong? It just is what it is, except for the story you tell yourself about it. Do you get that? Baron
And
Katie has this quote. She's like,
that wouldn't happen, but I get the idea
right.
still.
What's the worst again? Baron Katie has a sentence. She says, like, aside from what you're thinking and believing, are you okay? It's like,
The only thing that's a problem is the story.
yeah.
I can buy into that.
Yeah. No matter what happens, you'll be fine. You'll survive until you don't. Right? You'll survive until you don't. And as long as you're alive, as long as you don't have a story that anything should be different, you're good. Right?
I made a big mistake the other day. Not in my business, wasn't. I was dating a woman, and she don't, and we ended the dating, and I thought, now I feel like, okay, yeah, she was like, I feel like that shifted.
Yeah.
That was really
Yeah.
nice. So, So funny, because I went into this conversation now in the beginning. I thought it was, yeah, because I read your emails and I listened some to you, and I thought this is going to be really good, but I did not expect this level, actually. And I did not expect it low. I had a high expectation, but this is wow. I want to apply it as a coach myself. So,
Yeah, of course. Please do. Yeah.
There's still a lot of emotions. It's like processing still. It's like,
For sure. Yeah. Dude, it's a you've been living the how old are you?
I'm 40.
40. Yeah, you've been doing this for, 3.5 decades. Give it a minute.
Good point. It's like getting a lot of energy in my body right now. I feel
Fuck
like
yeah.
almost
Yeah.
hard to sit down.
Yeah, man. So you think this is going to make you show up differently online?
Definitely.
All right.
And I got new ideas now.
Yeah.
I could niche myself
Yeah.
and build that app that I wanted to build, and I can,
Cool.
or I can I can build it in Simplero first, and I can build an app of it later or something. Because that would be great to how to stop worrying about what other people think. It's like, I could just do that. I could just do some recordings. I can use AI to what to say to edit it and all that thing. I could just do it.
Tell me.
Would be fun actually.
Awesome.
And I can do that parallel to looking for a job because that's not a either or. Huh. Already have a lot of materials to use. I could just that already on Simplero platform, so I could just put that together and record what I need and write what I need to write. I could probably make that work in 1 or 2 weeks. Have it up and going, probably.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't need to sell high tickets all the time. I could do that. And then
No, yeah.
I don't need to do challenges. I could do with
Right.
my newsletters and with the followers and could, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've doing that for so long, for full times in 2021, almost every client has that problem.
Yeah. Dude, and you don't have to do a high ticket at all, right? Like you were saying, like a very broad problem, like caring what other people think, like sell that at a low ticket, but sell it to a ton of people because it's just something that has such broad resonance. Everybody has that. Everybody has a version of that, right? So that's a perfectly great way to go. And then I don't know if you played with the bots in Simplero, but you can have the bot like basically train on all your existing content. And then that's another way, another thing that you can sell people.
Come again? I didn't get that.
Yeah, the bots in Simplero, you can give it all your courses or all your content, whatever you have, PDFs, whatever you have, as content that it can use to then, and you can give it an approach, and then that can coach people for you, right? So now they can use the bot to figure out what's going on for them to. Where like what's going on when they're concerned what other people think about them, and then they can
I had
work on
no
themselves.
idea
Oh, totally,
that you could do that in Simplero.
you
I
can do
had
that in
no idea.
Simplero. You can, and you can give it
Used
away for
Simplero
free or
since
you can sell it.
2021, but I did not know about that feature.
Fuck yeah,
That sounds great.
do
Well,
it.
okay, I'm gonna write that up. Yeah,
I
no.
and I can connect you with the team or just reach out to the team and said we talked and they can totally help you get that set up.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? That's great. That's very.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I love Simplero, but now
That's awesome.
I love
Yeah.
even
Yeah.
more. Oh,
Yeah.
it's still processing
For
emotionally,
sure.
but I'm feeling a lot of more energy. It's like coming back. Now it's the feeling here is gone, but now it's solar plexus is, but still feel.
Yeah.
Energy is coming back for
And
real. It's like,
what you're feeling is you. Yeah. You, my friend, are pure possibility.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It feels like many things are possible now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My old mindset went in. Okay, now then I need to do everything right. And I was like, okay.
Right.
Let
Yeah.
that go for now. But I just realized
Exactly.
that it's like call it the performer part and not the good performer. Everyone performs. But. So it's
Yeah.
like, I
No,
just
that's.
do it. Just do it and try it out.
Yeah.
I can do that. I
Yeah.
can look at my content I already have. I could just add content that's needed, and I could figure out a way to market it and sell it and just find out the pain points. What's the effect if you don't, if you still care too much what other people think and all that. Yeah, I could. And I allow myself to push on the pain points. I'm more of when I'm selling more to the this is what you're gonna get, and that's all also good, but I know if I can find the pain point it's better. Now I feel like I can allow myself to do that more. I don't think I fully have done that. I have been marketing a little bit about that, but not close to what I can actually. And I know that most people are motivated more what they want to get away from, so I can reach more people. So put that up, put a price on it, test it out.
You can't fuck it up.
Yeah, exactly. That's really, I really like that. I can't fuck it up. And instead of Facebook community, I do want to do the community in Simplero this time. Because I think that's better. You don't have everything there.
So good, my man. What do you know to be true now? What do you take with you today?
A new reality. If I so take with me that it feels more easy now, or maybe or miss simple. What is the word? Maybe not easy, but more simple. Simpleness. Yeah, simplero.
I'm saying it's simple.
And also personally, both in business and personally, like letting go of this, what do you moderate myself and just it's, just try that out in whatever I do, just experience life in this new perspective, I would say.
Amazing, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Calvin. I really, really appreciate this. Thank you so much.
My
This
pleasure,
is
man. It's
awesome.
wonderful to see and to witness. Keep me posted. Send me an email. Let me know what transpires over the next week or so.
Yeah, I will. I will. Oh, my God, this was amazing. You're really good at this. And that is feeling I'm underselling you by saying that. So that's
Thank you, my brother, my
thank
friend.
you so much. Yeah, thank you.